Is that Marsha calling in on the Groucho's Deli phone line?
I recognize the number.
Marsha.
Hey, guys. I'm out in front of the radio station.
You're here? Oh, okay. Well, then we'll come let you in now. Brian's on his way.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that answers that. At least she made it here. So that's good. All right, we'll get to our positive points on aging. Obviously, going to be an abbreviated edition, but it's going to be a fun one for you because Marsha's going to be here. We're going to talk all about, believe it or not, smells and talk all about the nose. So hopefully we'll get to that in just a matter of moments. I want to also make sure that you are aware, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have a visit from Erica and John. Your Way Home. This has never been more important to have a show with experts on trying to find you a path to getting home ownership if you're looking for that. Or, you know, again, the interest rates have skyrocketed. And they've had to raise interest rates because of the inflation being such a runaway problem in the United States that the Fed has had to raise interest rates, and they're going to raise it again the next couple of days significantly. That's impacted us, obviously, with the mortgages, too. So Erica and John will be along in the 9 o'clock hour. They'll take care of business for you and help you out with Your Way Home. That's coming your way in a little while. Meantime, let's get over to our good friend from over at Oakleaf Village. We're talking about Marsha Clayman, who joins us to talk a little bit. And hopefully, Marsha, we won't stink this up too badly.
You know, I was just telling Brian I'm kind of disappointed with the traffic issue because I have such a great topic. And I don't know if I want to do it today because
I hear you. Well, you know, maybe we could put it off till next week and we could talk about what we were discussing earlier, which is seniors getting scammed. Because that has been a problem. I'm sure that you have had to deal with that with seniors, whether it's through the mail or through the phones or things like that. I was thinking you and Karen would be great to help us to understand how vulnerable our seniors get when they get to all these different scams that take place.
It's gotten so bad that even we have to go through people's mails, not open it.
Right.
But the families ask us, do not let that go into their mailbox.
Right.
Because next thing you know, you got these boxes arriving every day, a lot of stuff coming in, or, you know, they're concerned because there are people starving in a certain area in Nigeria,
right?
And they want to help them, and they feel helpless that all they can do is give them money,
right? Well, and that's the thing is, I don't know if you heard me say this while you were driving in or not, but I actually we took all the credit cards out of mom's purse, we took everything out in case anybody called and was successful in getting information from her. We took out anything where she might be able to say, oh, here's my credit card, I want this or I want that. And the other thing is, mom used to be notorious for finding the Home Shopping Channel and making really good friends with the people on Home Shopping Channel, thinking that was some way of filling gaps in her life.
They became your personal shopper.
Oh, my gosh. The boxes would just, it got to a point where I blocked it on her old TV.
Well, I
kid you not.
You,
so, well, hold on.
Okay.
We'll do a timeout. We'll get you the Fox Business Report. We'll come back with Marsha, our positive points on aging, as we kind of shift gears here on a Tuesday.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Clayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We could see some selling to start the day on Wall Street as investors wait for Wednesday's rate hike decision. Analysts expect an increase of 0.75 point. Sweden's central bank raising its rates by a full point. The Climate Emergency Fund gets its largest personal contribution since it started, $4 million from Adam McKay, who directed last year's climate change satire Don't Look Up, with stars like Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence. His other films include Anchorman and Talladega Nights, which he directed and co-wrote. And Apple's promising to roll out a fix soon of its new high-end iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max. This after complaints about a bizarre camera flaw where users weren't able to take pictures and images using third-party apps like Snapchat, TikTok, and Instagram. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Businesses don't run on automation or algorithms alone. What powers businesses are your people and the people they serve. At Cintas, your dedicated service reps understand what you need to help you keep your employees feeling safe, comfortable, and performing their best. so your business can too. For workwear, essential cleaning products, first aid and safety supplies, and fire protection services, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
When it comes to firearms, ammunition, and accessories, some things are changing. Well, fortunately, some things haven't changed a bit. I'm talking all about Shooter's Choice in West Columbia. What has never and will never change is the customer service. Top-notch with a staff that has decades of experience in the firearms industry. This staff actually hunts and shoots regularly. For over 30 years, Shooter's Choice has never lost that hometown feel and never felt like shopping at some big box store. What has changed? Well, technology. If you'd rather spend your money on firearms than gas, go online to shooterschoicesc.com and check out a great website that's easy to navigate 24/7. Be the first to get items as they are received at the store. Be the first to get that newest production model ordered before it even enters the retail store. Come pick it up at your convenience. Sign up for notifications of new products and special inventory. It's all at shooterschoicesc.com. So come on in and see the team at Shooter's Choice, 944 Sunset Boulevard, or visit online. Either way, you'll see what I'm talking about. Make your first choice, your best choice. Make it Shooter's Choice.
How many loads of laundry do you do? Does your dryer require more than one cycle to get your clothes dry? Dryer Vent Wizard of Lexington can help, saving you energy and dollars, longer lasting clothes, and less stress on your appliance. Dryer Vent Wizard does repairs and cleanings. When was the last time you had your dryer vent cleaned? I bet never. Dryer Vent Wizard will get you full efficiency from your dryer to the outside vent, making your home safer and your power bill lighter. Online at LexingtonDryerVentWizard.com or call 693-5357.
Gas prices, grocery prices, inflation has hit us all, and it's caused the Fed to raise interest rates. As a result, after historically low mortgage rates for what seemed like forever, interest rates for a mortgage have jumped in recent months. Fran Halloran here. Let me make something clear to you. Mortgage rates are rising. They may continue to rise as the Fed tries to get a grip on inflation. What hasn't changed is the incredible customer service you'll get from Greg McCoy and Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Greg can't control interest rates. He can, however, control fees. With rates on the rise, now more than ever, you need to know you're getting the very best deal. Greg will make sure of that. He's more than just a mortgage guy. Greg McCoy is your trusted advisor. You might be surprised to learn how much Simplified Mortgage and Greg McCoy can do to help you with your biggest financial investment. Not sure? Have questions? Give Greg a call at Simplified Mortgage, 803-722-6044, or find him online at SimplifiedMortgageSC.com. Greg McCoy, NMLS, 119871.
Here are your three Chop House cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
Do you think they need to bring them to us on like a fancy tray, like the...
I think like a platter?
We need a maitre d'.
Yes, sorry. Joffrey, I'll take another, please.
Heavy on the chop house, please. An aioli.
Elevate your taste buds with the all-new Sonic Chop House Cheeseburger. Decadently layered with crispy onion strings and covered in a creamy chop house aioli. For a limited time, only at Sonic. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
You've seen the news. You've talked to your friends. You may have even looked around yourself. Home prices are nuts. Seems like no one is offering any kind of discount, except Lexington Discount Homes. Discount is their middle name. Quality homes that fit your budget with the size, model, and floor plan that your family needs. You can still afford your dream home at Lexington Discount Homes. Augusta Highway near Ballpark Road, 803-951-1900 or LexingtonDiscountHomes.com.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Inflation has been brutal. The stock market hasn't been a whole lot better. You want to invest? You want an alternative to traditional stock market investing? Call Matt at thestockalternative.com. He's local. His number is 803-681-0528. Instead of traditional stocks and mutual funds, thestockalternative.com is where to turn. Give Matt a call. Ask some questions. He's happy to meet with you. He's happy to answer those questions. 681-0528 or online at www.thestockalternative.com.
Point A to point B.
Traffic. Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Backed up at 26 East from Lake Murray Boulevard on past I-20. Backed up at 26 East to Andrews, 26 East to 2620 West to Two Notch Road, 277 inbound Hardin Street Extension. Park Lane at Brighton Hill with a backup as well. LeBrasca's Pizza, Wings, Subs, and more since 1966. LeBrasca's, Fort Jackson Boulevard. We'll do it this afternoon. I'm Doug Thomas with Point A to Point B traffic on the Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons on the Point.
Fireside Studio. It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Welcome back in on the Point. Just a few more minutes before 9 o'clock. We are happy to have with us Marsha Clayman from over at Oakleaf Village of Lexington. We have been talking with her about seniors and security and just how vulnerable they can be. And let me ask you this, you know, when it comes to, I told you we took away the credit cards out of mom's assisted living and all that stuff. But it's just kind of dangerous when you think about what they can do to you over the phone. I mean, now they ask you a question like, is this so-and-so? And if you say yes, they're recording the word yes. And next thing you know, they're making it sound like you're giving permission. Do I have your permission to? And you never asked me that. Well, I've got you on tape saying yes.
The thing about what we're seeing, because we offer a landline for our residents, but they also, if they bring in their cell phone, well, you know, on your cell phone, you can get those blockers, which I have on there that tells me it's a spam call, and I just block it.
Sure.
However, your landline doesn't do that unless I'm not aware of it. But I had one lady that moved in because they said that she was getting 12, 13 calls a day.
Right.
And they were all, you know, trying to scam her. And it, but then I have another lady that when they call her, it makes her so nervous that she feels like somebody's coming after her. So it's really causing a lot more damage, and I don't know why there can't be something we can do to stop that.
Well, every time, it's like the chicken and the egg, Marsha. Every time we think we've got a solution to stop these scammers with they had that, what was it, the national do not call registry and all that stuff, and the national this, and the FCC says that, and it's just like every time they come up with what they think is a solution, the bad guys come up with a way around it. And again, I was talking earlier in the program. I don't know if you heard real early. We were talking about the whole cousin from Nigeria.
Oh, yeah, I heard you, yeah.
You know, and again, we were mocking the fact that I got that email, and it was a real email. We were mocking it. But at the same time, it's really dangerous when you think of who the most vulnerable population is. And they're not tech savvy. A lot of people want to still maintain an email address, and they want to have access to the internet. And a lot of our older seniors, they enjoyed being able to play games, solitaire online, whatever it is.
Right.
But goodness gracious, it's very dangerous these days for you. And again, you don't want to overdo it when it comes to babysitting your mom or your dad, but you really want to monitor what they're doing online as much as you have to monitor your own children.
Yeah, and especially with credit cards, things like that. You know, if there's been a problem in the past and then they get a hold of something, and we had a gentleman the other day that wanted us to help him fill out a credit card app, and we knew for a fact that his children did not want him to have another credit card. So we worked around it, but that's the thing is you're taking away their freedom of making choices, but we know that we're protecting them. So we have to be the bad guys.
Well, and that's the thing. That's kind of part of your job description, mm-hmm. is to be the bad guys so that the family doesn't have to be the bad guys.
Well, I hope I'm going to tell you what we do at Oakleaf to protect them in regards to keeping cash on them. We have a little, we let them set up an account. And so they can go to the front desk and say, I want to withdraw $20 or $25. And we just tell them that just because we want to be accountable, can you bring us a receipt back so we'll put it in your account, so that we know where you spent your money. And that way, they're not carrying around loads of cash.
Right.
They feel protected because the money's in a safe place. They can go get it. It's almost done like a little bank there, so that they have access to funds without going into credit cards and things like that.
That's a nice way to do something like that. It's a way to let them still feel like they have a little control over things, which I think is, again, a lot of what I've learned with assisted living, and you know, obviously, this has been your life for a lot of years, but a lot of what I've learned is it's about protecting someone's dignity while also protecting them, period. And so that's what I'm trying to do with mom, is I want to make sure mom's comfortable. I've told everybody at the assisted living, do not bother my mother with anything at all involving finances, with anything at all involving her bill, with anything at all involving anything that's going to stress her. I said, that's what I'm here for. I said, I'm available 24/7, whatever. And I want to protect her, but at the same time, I want to also not rob her of her dignity or her adulthood.
Right, because you don't want her to feel like she's got to ask, can I have a dollar, can I have this, can I have that? Listen, since the traffic messed up my subject today.
Yes.
And I'm not going to go into it because I'm going to hold it to next week. I want to talk a little bit about the Alzheimer's Walk coming up.
Coming up, yeah.
All right, first of all, I have to give a shout out to someone. Her name is Missy. She's an early onset Alzheimer's. She's not even reached 50 yet.
Mm-hmm.
This woman is phenomenal. She did a silent auction and a barbecue in Ellery last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She raised $13,000.
Spectacular.
Now, this woman has Alzheimer's. She has good days and she has bad days.
Right.
She is the epitome of what you want to look at for someone that has a purpose and really has taken this mission. Because, like I said, she has good days and she has bad days. But
right.
Just a shout out to the people in Ellery who really showed up. And the silent auction was phenomenal. So we think we're going to do a fishing tournament in the spring.
Very nice.
Want to talk about a golf tournament that's coming up. It's going to be on September 30th. And it's going to be it's organized by the Palmettos of Park Lane. It's not bad. It's like $350 for a team. Lots of prizes. There's going to be a super silent auction there, a ride-along with On Patrol Live.
Nice.
And also, it's just a great day for golf. It's going to be at the Spur. And so, I don't have their phone number. I just wanted, if you're interested, then look up Palmettos of Park Lane and
or call you.
Up. Yeah, or call me.
Yeah.
The other thing is that every year, Oakleaf does a spaghetti dinner, and it's a drive-up. You don't have to come in anymore.
Right.
We meet you at the portico. But anyway, it's $10 a plate. All of it goes to Alzheimer's. Our goal is $2,000 this year, 200 plates. So would love for you to come. That is October 6th from 4 to 6.
And we know that's good. You brought us some spaghetti
year. It's very good. And we have
Brian stole mine. He did. Brian took both plates last year.
Is it still in the freezer, Brian?
No, he ate it. He tore that up. He didn't. I don't even think he made it home.
I will make sure that you get it this year.
Thank you.
But anyway, and then afterwards, we have our regular support group, and we have a doctor that's coming in. He's going to be talking about medications and things and what's coming out in regards to Alzheimer's care. So just wanted to talk about the Alzheimer's Walk, which is scheduled on October 8th at Segra Park. And would love for you, if you would like to walk and show your support, please go to www.alzheimers.org and go to walk, and then look for the team Oakleaf Family Tree.
Awesome.
And we'd love to have you.
They want more questions answered from you directly. How do they find you?
Call me, 803-808-3477, or you can go online to oakleafvillagelexington.com, and I can't wait to do the show next week.
For sure. Thank you, Marcia. Thank you, Brian. I'm Kev. Have a great day. Erica and John are coming up on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, fireplaces. Summer sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic are reeling after being slammed by Hurricane Fiona. The storm, now a powerful Category 3 hurricane, unleashed devastating floods and mudslides and cut power to thousands. President Biden says help from the feds on the way.
The president spoke to Puerto Rico's governor during the Air Force One flight back from the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth. A White House statement says the two discussed the immediate needs of the people of Puerto Rico in the wake